900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 22 degrees, a wind chill of 8, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Bob Wright, CEO of Newman Regional Health, via the KVOE Sutherland studio line. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. You guys okay?
We're not snowed in. We're live and kicking, so things are going well over here. How are things looking from your office?
Actually, I'm in my office at home, so I'll be going in shortly.
Makes sense. Well, one of the things that we wanted to lead off our interview with was the trends in both inpatient numbers and testing volumes that you may have had. And based off of last week's report that Mackenzie Sinelli, the Director of Business Development, kicked out, the numbers as far as your daily patient census came down quite a bit, transitioning from January into February. Are those numbers stable, or are they coming down even more, or have you started to see them tick back up again?
Yeah, they actually have continued to go down. So this morning, I'm showing one COVID inpatient in-house, and I'm not showing any COVID recoveries. We had, yesterday, we had five COVID recovered patients on one of the units, but apparently they've gone home. So that's good news on that side. The other good news, we triggered the ability to go down one tier on our visitation policy. We were under 20% positive testing on our internal testing rate, and we were under five COVID inpatients for a week. So today we'll be going back to tier two. The primary change there is that our visitors can now have up to two designated visitors per day. And those visitors can change each day. So whoever the patient designates, or if they're unable to designate themselves, their family members can designate those two visitors for that particular day.
All right. So trending positive there. That's good news from Newman Regional Health. Again, CEO Bob Wright with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:26. What about testing supplies and that sort, Bob? How are you looking there?
I think, you know, we're doing fine. With the decline in patients testing positive, there's less symptomatic patients coming in, you know, wanting to be tested. So we're holding our own there. We still have not received replenishment of some of our supplies, but we've got enough. We're doing fine on the testing side.
Speaking of testing, I'm assuming the testing demand has also lessened quite a bit here over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's following the trend. So testing's the start of people being diagnosed with COVID and being admitted. So as the admissions go down, that's just reflective of a lower positivity rate on the testing and actually less people coming in to be tested.
One of the things that isn't on our list, but I know Ron has asked you a couple of times here over the last couple of interviews, is the blood supply. You know, you were at, like most of the country, critical right at the peak of the Omicron spike, and it sounds like things were gradually getting a little bit better. How are things on your blood supply right now, and what type of adjustments have you had to make as a result?
Yeah, so we're back to getting our full allocation. I believe it's every 2 weeks. I could be off on that, but I know we're getting our full allocation now, and that's been the case for a couple of weeks now. So that has improved as well.
According to the American Red Cross, though, is still saying they're in a critical demand, though, as far as needing blood. So if you have an opportunity to get signed up for a blood drive here in the area, please do so, because the need is still great overall out there. You mentioned, you know, the visitation policy down to tier two. What about, trending as far as getting other patients in, Bob? Patients overall at the hospital right now, what are you looking like?
Yeah, it's that stayed pretty steady. I think we had 8 last night in our observation unit, and our total inpatient census was still up in the low 20s. So that includes our inpatient rehab facility as well as patients on the third and fourth floor. So that stayed pretty steady. Again, the weather will impact that. I'm sure when I get the data for, this afternoon, I'm going to see that volume is down. It just happens when the weather's like this and folks don't come in. I know that I'm expecting that a lot of the people in the outlying areas are not going to come in for their regular clinic visits and that kind of thing today as well. So, again, that's weather related, not really related to the pandemic volume or actually the elective procedures themselves.
Chief Executive Officer Bob Wright with Newman Regional Health is our newsmaker guest here today. It's now 7:29 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Bob, we haven't talked much with you about, different COVID-19 treatments that you have had, really almost as soon as those became available, one of which comes to mind is the monoclonal antibody treatments. Are you seeing an increase in the demand, or did you see an increase in demand for the antibody treatments last month?
Actually, it started to decline last month. It's going to follow the testing. So if people don't know they're positive, they're not going to come in for those type of procedures. So that's followed the same trend. We are actually looking at going to half day on the monoclonals. So those that need to be done will be done in the mornings, and then we'll use the infusion center where those are being done for regular infusions in the afternoon. So, again, that's a good trend for us, gets us one step closer to normalcy.
Talk a little bit about another oral antiviral medication, Paxlovid, which apparently is now available here in the area.
Yeah, we had, the last I heard, and this is two-week-old data, but there were 40 doses available at Walgreens. That's by prescription only. I believe it was Walgreens. Anyway, Walmart. But you can only get that through prescription from your doctor. So we're keeping all of our physicians informed on that supply. They're well aware that it's available if their patients need it. I'm trying to find the little blurb that they gave me this morning, but my memory is that has to be started within 3 days of symptom onset. But from everything I'm hearing, it's very effective for those patients who are prescribed that drug. It's still limited for patients that have comorbid conditions, which can include age, weight, and certainly if they have a compromised immune system. But again, if that's suspected, the doctors are in charge of writing those scripts for their patients as they're diagnosed.
Bob, how about staffing? How's your staffing situation right now?
We're still thin. We're continuing to use a high percentage of contract staff because when you lose staff, especially when there's a staffing shortage, it's very difficult to replace them through normal mechanisms. But we've been in pretty good shape for the last week or so. Again, as the volume has gone down, and we've gone through our peak of employees having COVID and having to stay home. We're in much better shape than we were 2 weeks ago.
Good news. Bob, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down here this morning?
Sure. Just one very important news item. Today is my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
So I want to, even though she's in the next room, maybe she'll hear it on the radio.
So headline news right there.
Yeah, so if people want to put yard signs out, it's Shelley with a Y. Happy birthday, Shelley.
All right, nicely played, Bob. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks so much for your time.
All right, you guys take care.
You too.
Yeah, Bob Wright, CEO of Newman Regional Health, with our primetime newsmaker here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of our newsmaker slate of interviews, 7:15 every weekday morning, give us a call, 620-342-4444.